You've heard her music on 101.7 XCY. Now get to know Kane's Brianna Blankenship.
Hello, I'm Jim Gravel, and I'm here in WXCY Studios with a special guest, Brianna Blankenship.
How's everyone doing?
We want to talk a little bit about your history and how did you get into music?
So I always was in chorus and stuff through high school, you know, did different things. I took singing lessons, but I was always like in dance and in gymnastics and cheerleading and stuff. But it wasn't until I graduated high school that I picked up guitar and, you know, I got more creative with songwriting and different things and I started performing out. And that's kind of what kind of led me to where, you know, I am today. So
is there anybody that inspired you?
You know, I look up to a lot of different musicians, Daniel Bradbury, Gabby Barrett, Tennille Towns. I could go on and on and on, but yeah, that's basically it. You kiss me on my lips and I start singing hallelujah. Baby, I'm confessing that the little things you do just bring me to revival. Swear it on the Bible, just like those red letter words. Yeah, boy, you take me to church.
I know we've been playing church.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. The good guy.
I've gotten multiple videos from different people, you know, showing me that it's playing on the stations. That makes me super happy. I'm super grateful.
I know you play all over the place, but what are some of your favorite venues?
I play in Pittsburgh quite a bit. The drive is not that fun, but you know, it's fun getting my name out to different areas. I've been playing in Ohio, Buffalo, Washington, PA, Bridgeville, all different types of areas. That's Pittsburgh area, but yeah, a lot of Pittsburgh. I don't really play locally so much anymore, but because I try to travel as much as I can.
Yeah, I know you get around a lot. You put on the miles.
I do. I buy a poor car.
How do you juggle a full-time job and your music career?
It is hard. It does get stressful at times. I tell a lot of people I work 8 hours and then I come home and I work 4 to 5 more hours on. I have to do a lot of, you know, computer work and different things, just emails and taking phone calls and, you know, different Skype calls or FaceTime calls, whatever. Whatever I have to do, I'm working, you know, another 4 to 5 hours when I get home from that. So it does get stressful, but I think just like the support from everyone and my family and my boyfriend and my fans and everyone, it just kind of pushes me to not let the stress get to me.
What's some of your most amazing experiences?
I would have to say, well, I have a couple things coming up that I'm super excited about, but thus far, I would say auditioning for American Idol. I've auditioned for The Voice in American Idol ever since I was younger, but there's like 4 to 5 pre-rounds before you get to the actual judges, and this past year, I actually made it to the actual judges. I got past all the rounds, and Luke Bryan said yes, but Lionel and KD both just said I need to work on my confidence more, which I agree, because me coming from a small town, it is hard to, like, when you get in front of people like that, not let your anxiety and everything take over, but that was definitely the craziest experience I've had, and definitely most memorable so far.
So what are some of the short-term and long-term goals you have?
Well, I'm working with my team to finish my EP. I'm supposed to go to Nashville to record some more music, so hopefully that's coming up soon. We're working on a couple different things before we do that. I actually have to go to Nashville the beginning of November. It's like a short little weekend trip. I have to go there for like a meeting. And then the end of November, I have to fly to Florida because I'm playing at one of the Universal Resorts, and then I'm playing for the vice president of all the resorts there. It's her 50th birthday, so they're flying us down to have me come play for her birthday party, so we're pretty excited about that.
Well, that sounds terrific. How about touching base with how somebody can follow your music? And
yeah, so on social media, it's Brianna Blankenship Music on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatever you guys use. It's Brianna Blankenship Music on everything. And then my music's on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, whatever you listen to music on YouTube, it's on there.
Well, I know I get excited every time I hear on our station one of your songs come on. I always interrupt my customer and say, just a second. I run over to the radio and turn it up and I say, this girl's from Kane.
That's awesome.
So I know you make all of us in Kane proud to have you.
I hope I do. I really try. I try to make my hometown proud.
And you do a good job of that, Brianna.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for coming and visiting with us today, and we'll be listening on the radio for your next song.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me.